Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dark side bassline turn in Ableton Live 12, using beginner-friendly tools to get that old-school jungle and darker deadend beat energy. Now, when I say bassline turn, I mean that moment where the bass stops looping in a straight line and starts telling the next part of the story. It might be the filter move, a pitch drop, a quick fill, a little silence, or a resampled hit that signals new phrase coming. In drum and bass, that matters a lot, because the bass isn't just supporting the track. The bass is part of the arrangement. It's the tension, the release, and the attitude. So the goal here is not to build some giant overcomplicated sound. The goal is to make one solid 8-bar bass phrase that feels dark, controlled, and ready to move into the next section. Start by setting your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. For this lesson, 172 is a great sweet spot that keeps things in jungle and old-school deadend beat territory without feeling rushed. Then set up a simple loop. You want a breakbeat or a kick and snare pattern, and a separate MIDI track for your bass. Keep it to 8 bars. That's important, because in DNB, phrase changes every 8 or 16 bars are a huge part of how the arrangement breathes. If you're working with a break, you can leave it as autono or slice it with simpler. Don't get too deep into drum design yet. The bass turn is the star of this lesson. Now let's create the bass sound. On a MIDI track, load operator or wave-eatable. If you're new to this, operator is a really strong choice because it makes the sub and mid layer very clear. A simple starting point with operator is this. Use a sine wave for the sub, and a saw or square wave for the mid character. Keep the sub clean and centered. Keep the mid layer lower in level so it supports the sub instead of fighting it. If you prefer wave-eatable, choose a basic saw-style wave-eatable. Keep unison low, and don't spread it too wide. For this style, the low end needs to stay solid. Wide stereo sub is usually a bad trade in DNB, especially if you want the track to hit properly on a club system. After the synth, add saturator. This gives the bass some grit and helps it cut through the breakbeat. A little drive goes a long way. Try somewhere around 2 to 6 dB, with soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not just tricking yourself with extra volume. After that, add EQ 8. Use it to clean up the bass rather than making it bigger. If there's useless rumble below about 25 to 30 Hz, clean that out. If the bass feels muddy, check the 180 to 300 Hz area. And if the mid layer gets harsh, gently reduce some of that 2 to 5 kHz bite. The idea is to make room for the drums while keeping the character. Now program the bass phrase. Start with a simple 2-bar idea. Keep it rhythmic and minimal. A lot of jungle and old-school deadend bass lines work best when they lock into the drum pocket instead of constantly running around. Think 2 to 4 notes per bar. Leave space. Let the break breathe. Put some notes just before or after the snare to create tension, but don't bury the snare attack. A really practical structure is this. Bars 1 and 2 repeat the same bass rhythm. Bars 3 and 4 add a small variation. Bars 5 and 6 open up a little more, and bars 7 and 8 become the bassline turn. That last part is where we make the phrase feel like it's changing direction. Now shape the groove. Go into the MIDI clip and start adjusting note lengths and velocities. This is one of the easiest ways to make the bass feel alive. Short notes usually hit harder in DNB because they leave room for the drums. Longer notes can work too, but use them sparingly, like when you want a little extra tension before the turn. Vary the velocities a bit. Stronger hits should feel like accents, and quieter notes can feel more ghostly. If everything is exactly the same, the line may sound rigid. Tiny push-pull timing changes can help too. Even a small shift in note placement can make the bass feel much more human and much more musical. And here's a big one. Keep the bass out of the way of the snare. In jungle and DNB, the snare has to speak clearly. If the bass is masking it, the whole groove loses impact. Now we get to the core of the lesson, the turn. Add auto filter after the synth or after saturator. Start with a low pass filter so the bass feels dark and controlled. Keep the cutoff fairly closed at first, maybe somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz depending on how dark you want it. Use modest resonance. You don't need it screaming. You want tension, not chaos. Now automate the filter across the phrase. For bars 1 to 6, keep it relatively closed. In bars 7 and 8, start opening up so the listener feels the change coming. Then, on the final hit, you can either snap it shut again for that sucked back into the void feeling, or let it open sharply if you want a more aggressive release. You can also automate volume. A tiny dip just before the final hit can make the turn feel heavier when it returns. Or you can slightly boost the last hit so it punches through. Use utility or the synth volume for that. Keep it subtle. This style is about controlled menace, not huge EDM-style drama. If you want a little extra edge, automate saturator drive up slightly during the turn. That can make the end of the phrase feel dirtier and more alive. Now let's add a bit of jungle character with pitch movement. This doesn't need to be fancy. In fact, simple often sounds better. On the final bar, try dropping the last note down by 1 to 3 semitones, or use a quick two-note move, from the root note to a lower note. You can also use pitch bend if that feels easier. That small movement matters because classic jungle and darker bass music often use short, dramatic gestures instead of long melodic runs. It tells the ear that the phrase is ending and something new is about to happen. Once the automation is sounding good, try resampling the bass turn, create a new audio track, route the bass into it, and record the phrase. Then trim the best section and keep it as audio. This is really useful because you can edit the bass like a sound effect or a chopped break. It gives you more attitude and more arrangement control. A smart workflow is to keep both versions, the original MIDI and the resampled audio. MIDI gives you flexibility. Audio gives you character. Best of both worlds. Now place the bassline turn into a bigger arrangement. A simple DNB structure could be intro, first drop, variation, and then a heavier return or breakdown. The bass turn usually works best in the transition into the next section, especially around the end of a drop phrase. To support it, you can add a short drum fill, a reverse cymbal, a snare rush, a ghost percussion hit, or a quick atmospheric sting. Even a tiny drum change can make the bass turn feel much more intentional. That's a big arrangement lesson here. The bass turn should feel like a signal to the listener, not just a fill. It should say, clearly, new phrase coming. Now check the mix. Use utility and EQ8 to make sure the low end stays solid and centered. Keep the sub mono friendly. Don't let the automation accidentally make the bass much louder than the drums. Check in mono if you can, because a bass line that sounds huge in stereo can fall apart when it's collapsed down. Also listen for masking. If the breakbeat is busy, the 250 to 400 Hz area can get crowded fast. If the bass feels muddy, that's one of the first places to check. And remember this, if the bass sounds good by itself but weak with the drums, the issue is usually rhythm placement, not sound design. That's a really important producer lesson. In DNB, the bass only makes sense in context. Let's quickly cover a few common mistakes. Don't make the bass line too busy. Fewer notes often hit harder. Don't use huge stereo width on the sub. Don't automate everything at once. Don't let the bass hide the snare. And don't make the turn too dramatic too early. Build it over one or two bars so it feels earned. If you want to push this style further, here are a few pro moves. Try putting saturator before auto filter so the filter movement feels more aggressive. Layer a clean sub with a dirtier mid bass on separate tracks. Use light drum bus on the drum group if you want extra punch. Try a tiny low pass close on the final note for that dark, disappearing effect. Add ghost notes before the main hits for a haunted rolling feel. And once you really like the turn, print it to audio and cut it like a break. That rawness is very much part of the jungle vibe. Here is a quick practice challenge. Set Ableton to 172 BPM. Make one simple drum loop. Build a bass track with operator or wave eatable. Write a two-bar bass idea and repeat it over 8 bars. Automate auto filter so it opens a little in bars 7 and 8. Add one pitch dip or lower final note. Add saturator with a small amount of drive. Resample the final 2 bars. Then listen with the drums and ask yourself, does this feel like a proper transition? If it does, you've done the job. The big takeaway is this. In dark jungle and old school DNB, the bassline turn is not just about sound design. It's about arrangement, tension, and storytelling. Keep the bass tight, leave space for the drums, and let automation do the talking. If you can make a bassline that feels tense, controlled, and danceable, you've locked in one of the most important dark side DNB arrangement skills.